presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 25, 1105 America, New York, Coca-Cola is having a moment. The beverage giant is outperforming even other consumer staples companies in its ability to pass on rising costs.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 25, 1103 America, New York, Amazon follows Walmart's lead, reaching new shoppers in India. Amazon is waking up to social commerce as a way to add new customers in India, helping it go head-to-head with Walmart-owned Flipkart. New York Times Business.
April 25, 11 o'clock America, New York, Meta plans to open its first retail store as it highlights metaverse-related products. MetaStore, the company's first physical storefront, will sell virtual and augmented reality devices. The best way to understand virtual reality is to experience it, Mark Zuckerberg, Meta's founder and chief executive, said in a statement.
Daily FX Market News.
April 25, 10 o'clock America, New York, gold price forecast. Gold bears threaten bigger break after 2K reversal. Gold changed a lot in a week. After breaking out to 2K last week, prices have already reversed to test through 1900, and bears may have more room to work.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 25, 8:50 America, New York, TikTok owner ByteDance taps senior lawyer as CFO. Julie Gao will be joining the company as its top finance executive, filling a post that has been vacant for months as ByteDance's plans for an initial public offering have stalled.
New York Times Business.
April 25, 8:39 America, New York, stocks fall sharply on worries about new Chinese lockdowns. A coronavirus outbreak in Beijing is spooking investors worried about the potential hit to the global economy.
New York Times Business.
April 25, 8:32 America, New York, the Elon Musk Twitter endgame. Negotiations ran long into the night as Musk's offer to buy Twitter and take it private looks increasingly likely to go ahead. Twitter headquarters in San Francisco. BBC News Business.
April 25, 8:15 America, New York, Twitter shares rise as reports say Elon Musk deal close. The social media giant is reported to be in the final stages of a takeover deal with Elon Musk.
BBC News Business.
April 25, 8:15 America, New York, Twitter shares rise as reports say Elon Musk deal close. The social media giant is reported to be in the final stages of a takeover deal with Elon Musk.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 25, 7:54 America, New York, Coca-Cola posts higher quarterly sales. Despite the stronger-than-expected results, the beverage company stuck to its full-year earnings guidance amid rising input costs.
Global Economy.
April 25, 7:40 America, New York, Indonesia palm oil export ban fuels global food inflation threat. Crop protectionism increases around the world as prices soar.
Global Economy.
April 25, 7:31 America, New York, Normalité, Familiarité, Continuité after Macron's re-election. How the French president may have insulated himself against the populist challenge on trade.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 25, 7:14 America, New York, Norges Bank heaps pressure on Credit Suisse. The world's largest sovereign wealth fund wants a better explanation and more accountability for recent mishaps at the Swiss bank.
Daily FX Market News.
April 25, 7 o'clock America, New York, Chinese yuan, CNH, sell-off adds to market turmoil, Euro, GBP tests key pivot. Chinese yuan posts largest weekly drop since currency devaluation.
Global Economy.
April 25, 6:42 America, New York, the fat French state is about to get fatter. Voters are discontented but have no appetite for reforms that would tackle what really ails the nation.
BBC News Business.
April 25, 6:38 America, New York, P&O Ferries hits back at staff pay cut claim. The firm says it has not asked recently employed agency workers to sign new contracts with reduced wages.
BBC News Business.
April 25, 6:38 America, New York, P&O Ferries hits back at staff pay cut claim. The firm says it has not asked recently employed agency workers to sign new contracts with reduced wages.
Digital Finance.
April 25, 6:08 America, New York, Franklin Templeton builds out data capabilities. Chris Pham, Chief Data Officer, describes use cases for data to improve portfolio performance. The post Franklin Templeton builds out data capabilities appeared first on Digital Finance.
Daily FX Market News.
April 25, 5:40 America, New York, S&P, P500 and FTSE prepare for major earnings reports. UK and US equities have struggled recently, in light of aggressive rate hike paths and lower forecast GDP data. FTSE and S&P, P500 levels considered ahead of major earnings.
BBC News, Business.
April 25, 5:39 America, New York, stock markets tumble over China lockdown fears. Shares drop in Europe and Asia as COVID cases in Beijing raise the prospect of supply chain disruption.
BBC News Business.
April 25, 5:39 America, New York. Stock markets tumble over China lockdown fears. Shares drop in Europe and Asia as COVID cases in Beijing raise the prospect of supply chain disruption.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
April 25, 5:30 America, New York. Crypto industry can't hire enough lawyers. Crypto exchanges and companies are poaching attorneys to help them navigate an evolving regulatory landscape and to cut down legal costs. Marginal Revolution.
April 25, 2:58 America, New York. Friston's theory of everything. Bayesian brain theory flips this idea around again so that cognition is a cybernetic or autopoietic loop. The brain instead attempts to predict its inputs. The output kind of comes first.
Marginal Revolution.
April 25, 0:48 America, New York, Emergent Ventures Winners, 19th Cohort. Avi Schiffman, Harvard University. A second award to Avi, for his Ukraine Take Shelter project. Carol Vieira de Magalhães, Brazil and Northwestern University, to support a visiting research internship at Harvard Medical School.
Armstrong Economics.
April 25. 0:06 America, New York, should Russian oligarchs fund Ukraine? As the war in Ukraine continues, so does the need for funding. Zelensky's people are now asking for $7 billion in funding per month. The World Bank estimates that it will cost $60 billion to rebuild Ukraine's infrastructure and the war is still ongoing.